This podcast is brought to you by the Glitch in the System audiobook production. Check out Lady Kopaka's BZ Power blog for more details. Skull Kid Productions presents Into the Darkness by Greg Varshtey. Chapter 5. Matoro felt like he was in the middle of a nightmare, and he dearly wished he could wake up. On his journey with Makuta and the reanimated Toa Tuyet, they had been attacked by Karzani, the mad ruler of the realm of misery for Matoran. Karzani sought the staff of Artaka they carried, but Makuta was not about to give up without a fight. When the battle began to go against him, Karzani summoned a horde of Manas crabs to his aid. Manas. The word meant monster in the Matoran, for that's what they were. The toe of Ice's heart froze as the Manas moved in. He hurled his ice power at them, but they shrugged it off. Once, it had taken six Toa to stop only a pair of Manas, and now he and Makuta were faced with hundreds. Strangely, the Master of Shadows did nothing. He didn't hurl shadow blasts or chain lightning. He just waited and watched until the crabs were well within striking distance. Then, he reached out with his mind, his most powerful weapon. Using his power to control the beasts of land, sea, and air, he seized control of half the Manas and turned them against the others. It was a horrible sight as huge, savage Manas tore at each other. Karzani looked on in shock as his army disintegrated before his eyes. Matoro looked away. Makuta simply laughed.
They do make such a mess. Perhaps, Karzani, I should set the survivors on you.
Now was Karzani's turn to smile. He had powers of his own, powers Makuta could not hope to cope with, he was sure. Triggering his ability, he thrust a vision into Makuta's mind. Now, Makuta saw, as surely as if it were really happening, the future day when the Toa Nuva would reawaken the great spirit Matanui. He saw Matanui rise, whole for the first time in 1,000 years, and then he saw the great spirit's power surge through the universe, seeking out those who would dare rebel against him. He saw the terrible vengeance of Matanui, and he knew the final punishment that awaited him. And Makuta screamed.
No!
To be continued in Dreams of Destruction, Chapter 7.